Sunday fun day.
When's the last time we recorded a podcast on a Sunday?
I don't know. It's the Lord's Day. I think it's in my contract that I don't do that.
Is it the Lord's Day or is it just, or is Saturday the Lord's Day? Doesn't it depend on how you're counting?
Depends on if you're Jewish. Every day is the Lord's Day.
Well, technically, certainly, if that's how you're set up. And listen to me.
Did you say if that's how you're set up?
You know, I like to be open to all faiths, all religions, and by saying, if that's how you're set up, that's This is a surprise podcast. This is a...
Surprise!
This is a Viet Cong podcast. This is a...
Really?
I didn't know we were doing a podcast. I was in full...
I thought we had to do a podcast before Monday, and Monday is tomorrow.
I was in full Sunday afternoon, sunshine, 80 degrees, deck, two dogs, no waiting, mode.
And you had an ex-wife at your house. Yeah, you left that part out there, Slappy.
Every now and then we have to, have a summit.
Is that what it is?
We chat with the kids, present a united front.
Is that right?
Yeah. You're going to know how that is.
I know how it is. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm drunker than I appear.
Oh, don't say that. That's not true. Your back itch?
My back itch is like, I can't reach it. I can't get around to it.
Don't you have a scratcher on it?
I don't know what happened to our world-class back scratcher. When it comes to this, put down your back cheeks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib in the city. I said I'd get you something nice, something pretty, and I did. And you liked it like that, to be so big and to be so fat. Okay, now you're throwing stuff around, but people don't know about it.
Popcorn's quiet.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Off the Air Podcast. I'm Chick, one of your hosts.
Sunday fun day.
Say hello. I'm Jess. I'm the other host.
Hello, I'm Jess. Another
really interesting. See how this turns out. Pretty sure we're going to have to take a couple breaks. That's Bob Schneider from a compilation in California, and that's called Mud House. Got my club jeans on and my car's in a ditch. And that is Jess, and I am Chick, and here we go. We only done a podcast on a couple of Sundays. This was supposed to be earlier in the day, but life got in the way.
I have a sciatic problem.
And apparently Jess is suffering from sciatica.
I am. It's not apparent. I know it is what is happening. I've cried a lot in the last 48 hours.
As far as I understand, sciatic is a nerve.
It's a nerve.
It's a long nerve.
Mm-hmm.
It's hooked up. Well, let's look.
Yeah, sciatica is in your bum.
Dead ass!
Mine is right now in my left butt cheek. And it goes down kind of on the outside of my leg.
Pain radiating along the sciatic nerve, which runs down one or both legs from the lower back.
Sometimes mine's both legs.
Treatable by a medical professional.
I think that's a lie.
What you need to know about sciatica.
It will F up your weekend.
Constant pain in only one side of the buttock or leg rarely can occur in both legs. Rarely.
Rarely. Well, I'm a part of that rarely because I've had it happen a handful of times.
Pain that's worse when sitting?
No, not at all.
Leg pain that's often described as burning, tingling, or searing versus a dull ache.
Uh-huh. I'll take that.
Weakness, numbness, or difficulty moving the leg or foot?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Numbness
really?
A lot. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sharp pain that may make it difficult to stand up or walk.
Yes, that's for sure.
I saw you get out of the car and it was kind of like you were...
I was old. It's kind of like I was old.
Yeah.
That's what my dad said today. He's like, what's wrong with you? I said, my sciatica. And he said, yeah, it's tough being almost 35, isn't it?
You looked older than me getting out of that car.
Yeah, well, I wasn't drunk.
Hey.
Hey.
Like I said.
Hey.
I was in full deck mode Sunday afternoon.
You know how
degree.
I know? You know what? I almost said when I text you and I said, hey, do you want to do a podcast? Mm. And you said, now? Question mark. And I could hear your now, like your voice, what it does that. And I thought, I wanted to immediately go, who's at your house? Because I knew someone was there.
It's true. We had a meeting. There was a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for one, I'm glad we're still at the point where we can meet about the children and see what's going on. And, you know? And we did actually talk to both of them. FaceTimed them, believe it or not.
You did?
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
So I found...
Here are the options. Want to go? You want to hear the options for your sciatica?
No, I'm not. Trust me. If it's on the internet, I've read it. I know. And none of them work.
This is from the Back Institute, Jess.
Oh, Jesus. Are you done?
We perform the most advanced non-traumatic procedures available using state-of-the-art tools and equipment. Some of our technology is only available at the Back Institute. In a non-traumatic... Holy shit, I've never seen that word before in my life.
Ooh, I have one of those words.
Dissectomy?
Mmm.
Is that a word?
Dissectomy?
Ooh, the dissectomy. That sounds like something you would make up.
No, it doesn't.
There's no cutting or bleeding or scarring. Patients are left only with a dot opening that's covered with a Band-Aid. And your sciatica is fixed. Using an X-ray and a magnified video for guidance, a small, specifically designed nanoprobe is inserted through the skin of the back between the vertebrae and into the problem disc location. You think it's a disc?
Yeah, I do.
You probably do have like a bulging disc.
Mm-hmm.
This was described to me because I've had back pain before.
Yeah, but mine's legit.
I was just going to say, my make-believe back pain so I could get Soma.
Well, here's the thing. Right now I have Percocet.
And they're not doing anything?
Not doing nothing. I mean, you know what? I feel the pain. I just don't care. So I don't know if that's working or not.
I think we at Percocet Industries, we credit that with a win.
Yeah, you think that's a win?
we're gonna say that's a win.
Well, here's the thing. All the women listening to this podcast are... Some of them, I don't know. I don't want.
I've always heard of sciatica, but I didn't think it was a real thing.
My every time I say it, my brother laughs at me because
right?
He does. He laughs at me because there's a scene in Biodome where one of them says, "Oh, my sciatica," and that my brother laughs every time I say it because of that. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the bald ones.
It is the youngest one.
And and isn't Pauly Shore in Biodome? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know when you've been drinking and you're drunk and then you're like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And then you go to the bathroom and you like, there's that moment of clarity where you sit down on the toilet and you're like, oh man, I am really drunk right now, but I feel really good. And I know that this is going to get worse before it gets better. You know that feeling like right at that moment where you're like, I am a good drunk.
This is the best like, I'm going to feel all night.
Yes. Percocet feels like when you sit on the toilet and go, oh, this is, it's like if you never got up from the toilet, you would feel that wonderful for the rest of the night. That's the feeling.
But you have to
like
get
your
up from
face
the toilet.
Is a little bit numb.
Yeah.
And you're not sick to your stomach yet.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine, but you know it's going to get a lot worse.
That false sense of well-being.
Exactly.
The top of the tippy top of the roller coaster, and then everything from then on through the evening
is just downhill. Yeah.
Right down to the bottom.
Yeah, and you sit there and you think, I knew I should. I told God last time I'm not going to do this again.
And the next time you're at the toilet, you're calling the dinosaurs.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you right now? You're sitting on the toilet?
No. I took a pain pill a while ago, so I didn't want to drive and take one. I'm fine. No, I'm serious. You could take them every 4 hours, and I took mine 3 hours ago.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'm fine.
So it might wear off while we're doing the podcast?
Yeah, and in that case, I'm just going to fall over in the fetal position and cry.
Shit. Okay.
Hey, so have you... This is going to sound really, really weird. Vin Scully.
Love him.
You love him?
He's on the Mount Rushmore, as they say,
mm-hmm.
of sports broadcasters.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, and he broadcasts all the Dodgers games?
Forever.
Is that right? Forever.
From the 50s till now.
Forever.
60 years. Yeah.
So Friday night he's calling the Dodgers game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he tells this story while he's calling the game about Madison Bumgarner. Have you read this?
I saw this, yeah.
Have you read this?
I didn't think it was real.
No.
I checked it like 3 or 4 places.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's nuts. It's nuts. So he's calling the game, but between you know, 1-1 pitch, sinker low, ball, 2-1, whatever.
Right.
I don't even know
how to
read
it. He gives the count.
Things.
He tells you what's happening in the baseball game.
Yeah.
But
so
somehow he tells this amazing story while he's doing it. Yeah.
So 2 years ago in spring training, who's her husband? What's his name? The Bumgarners.
Madison Bumgarner's wife, you mean?
Is that who it is?
Madison Bumgarner's a pitcher for the Giants.
And what's his wife's name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sylvia?
Maybe. Let's go Sylvia.
Okay.
He and his wife were roping cattle. And they
came
across.
It was the off season.
Yeah.
They were on vacation.
So they come across the great big, what they think is a rattlesnake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Madison grabs an axe and hacks it up. That's it. Thinks it's dead, right? And his wife's name is Allie.
Okay.
Okay.
Allison. All
right. An expert field dresser.
Allison is?
She is. Examine what was left of the snake, and she found 2 baby jackrabbits inside.
Well, but wait a minute. While he's telling the story, isn't the baseball game continuing?
The baseball game is continuing. Yeah, seriously, like it's 2-1 pitch, low ball, 3-1.
So she finds 2 baby jackrabbits mm-hmm. inside the snake.
Right.
Yeah.
3-1 pitch to Turner, way inside, ball 4. And after she extracted the jackrabbits.
Take your base. After she extracted the jackrabbit.
A short while later, the Bumgarners noticed that one of the rabbits had moved slightly and it was alive. Well, his wife brought the rabbit back to their apartment in a few days. They kept it warm, bottle nursed it, and the rabbit was soon healthy enough to release back into the wild. That's crazy.
And based on balls.
And Madison said, just think about how tough that rabbit has it. First, it gets eaten by a snake, and then the snake gets chopped to pieces, and then it gets picked up by people and lives. That's crazy.
I had a pet bunny for a little bit.
You did?
Yeah.
But this is how he ends it. So, yeah, it says that it gets ate by a snake, the snake gets chopped up, and it gets picked up by people, and it lives. It's all true. Meanwhile, line drive base hit to center by Kendrick, and the Dodgers are in business. First and second, nobody out.
Oh, that is my
Isn't
favorite.
That, great?
That is my favorite part of that.
That's hilarious that he just keeps.
I can just hear him doing that in such a wonderful way, not only telling the story beautifully, but keeping you up to date on what's going on in the baseball game.
Yeah.
On the radio.
That's professional, man. That's crazy.
That's a level of professionalism.
Do you think you could call a sport? Would you
Me?
Like? Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Never?
Actually, when I was a little baby broadcaster, I did football and basketball. I did everything but baseball. Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like baseball, do you?
It's not that I don't like baseball.
You like going to a game, but you don't
like to go. I like going to the baseball game.
If you're going to watch baseball, you're going to watch live baseball.
In
person.
Television sports.
Sitting there.
Watching. NBA, I watch on the TV. Football, I watch any game, preseason.
Yeah, I know.
Except the Pro Bowl.
Don't watch the Pro Bowl? No Pro Bowl?
No. Unless Sean Taylor's playing, and that's not going to happen anytime soon.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, he tackled that punter.
Whatever.
How about this? Did you hear about this?
I think that you should call high school football. I think you should start calling football games at New Pal.
Tell you something.
Do me a favor. Send your resume.
Do they have a radio station that covers New Pal? Yeah, they do. Because I've listened to it.
They don't.
Yeah, they do. I've listened to it on TuneIn Radio. I sure have.
No.
I listened to when New Pal became state champs.
You did?
2 years ago, I listened on the radio.
No, that's because there was a radio station. There was like Fox Sports or something.
No, I'm going to say it was somebody in New Palestine.
I think you're wrong.
I appreciate you trying to spare my feelings, but I think I'm right on this.
Okay. You know what? Maybe you are.
What you're saying is I should put my resume in.
I think you should send the Dragons your resume.
40 years broadcasting
40
experience.
40 years broadcasting experience. Some knowledge of football. And
marginal
see,
knowledge of football.
And see if they let you start calling the football games.
When you cut me, don't I bleed red?
Yeah.
New Pal Dragon Red.
New Pal Dragon Red.
And see if I can. I don't want to do play-by-play, though.
You want to do color commentary?
I want to do color. Let me tell you something.
I don't know what that means.
When I was a kid, the best play-by-play color commentary was Ray Scott and Jack Christensen doing Green Bay Packers football on CBS.
Yeah, but that was my favorite, too.
Okay, that was in the 60s. It was 20 years before you were born.
You don't know that.
And then after that, it would have been Pat Summerall and Tom Brookshire.
I feel like I know that guy.
The best.
Pat Summerall.
And then after that, it was Pat Summerall and John Madden.
No, I know the Madden guy. He's blah, 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 blah.
And right now, and I get a lot of shit about this on Twitter, but I swear to you, as objective as I can be,
which you're not at all, but yeah.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are the best NFL play-by-play guys out there right now. I'm sorry they are. Other than,
You should be sorry.
I listen to Larry Michael and Chris Cooley and Sonny Jurgensen.
Sure.
Bless Sonny. He's
Oh, I remember you.
He's a little tired.
I remember Sonny. I remember hearing it going, who is that guy? Because the other guy would get pissy with him.
Well, no, Sam Huff was. And Sam Huff's the one they were all getting mad at.
Oh, okay.
Sam, God love him, he was.
Just couldn't.
The game was going on and Sam was mentally out in the parking lot somewhere.
Oh,
bless his heart.
But that's okay.
He's finally off the broadcast and he's a legend. But I would love to. I really had fun. I did high school, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I did like season after season of high school football and work in Piqua.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
But didn't you do the Colts?
Well, I did the dome announcing, but I...
Oh, the dome announcing.
Tackle by Bickett. But, of course, I didn't say that very often.
Oh,
Dwayne Bickett was blowing him shit.
Didn't you do that joke with Friday?
Are you I might have.
You're
I might
reusing
have.
Stuff now.
Am I
reusing? Well, we're talking about football, and it's baseball season.
That's us.
You go to the Indians game. Did you hear about Pence?
What? Oh, the booing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Threw the first pitch, and they booed
him. Let me ask
him.
You something. Who thought that was a good idea at this point in time?
Him, apparently.
Is he like completely so far unattached, if I'm saying that correctly? Is he that far disconnected from everything that he thinks he can go to a baseball game and not get booed?
By the way,
I'd like to thank North Carolina, Georgia, and Mississippi for taking the heat off us for a while. I appreciate it.
That's true.
Yeah. You having some popcorn?
A little bit. It's my favorite.
Whatever makes you comfortable at this point.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome.
Do you go to the Bark Park?
Not today. No?
How come?
What do you mean, how come?
I thought you go to the Bark Park when it's warm out.
Well, Sundays and Saturdays are tough.
Oh, it's busy.
Oh.
It's busy.
Yeah. We went.
Real busy.
Actually, we went yesterday, and it was pretty packed.
It was packed.
But we were there early. We were there at, I'm going to say 8:15.
Yeah.
It was pretty packed then.
Hmm.
But... You'd be surprised, even if you're wearing your headphones, how many people still try to come up and, so isn't this beautiful? You know, stuff like that.
People, I thought that you were pretty clear, like your demeanor says, do not speak to me.
I'm all curved over like I'm in a cave.
No, I don't like that. We need to fix that.
I'm working on it.
I know.
Did you hear about this?
What?
A woman locked her baby in the hot car.
The fuck are you doing?
The baby is fine. But do you know why the baby locked? Do you know why the woman locked the baby in the hot car?
I hope because there was a wild coyote outside.
A woman in Tennessee. This is from Associated Press, Nashville, Tennessee, one of our bigger states. A woman in Tennessee had desires to be a stripper.
Oh, man.
Put her child in harm's way for the opportunity, according to WKRN in Nashville. Kelsey McMurty.
What is it?
Kelsey McMurdy, 24, looking to earn extra cash, decided to become a stripper at Deja Vu Showgirls in Nashville.
I feel like Deja Vu, that's
isn't that
common.
Like the most
I think that's common.
Is that the most popular name for a strip club in the United States, Deja Vu?
No, I think we know of it because I think that's the only place in the Midwest that's completely nude.
No, Deja. The Deja Vu. Is there a Deja Vu here?
No, there's a Deja Vu. Well, did you just say Kentucky?
No, this is Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. Okay, well, it's closest to us. I can text our good friend Ryan right now, and I think that he can confirm.
How would Ryan know?
Ryan knows.
Which Ryan? My buddy Ryan?
Emily and Ryan.
How would he know?
Don't talk about it.
McMurdy was asked by managers at the club to audition on the afternoon of April 14th, 3 days ago. However, McMurdy also had her 2-year-old daughter with her and needed someone to supervise the child. She called on her friend Summer Taylor, 19, to sit in her car and babysit the child. Taylor thought it'd be more fun to watch strippers than to watch the baby, so moments after McMurdy went inside the club to strip.
So her friend
decided to follow her inside to witness the stripper auditions. The baby in backseat of the car wearing a coat.
What?
Taylor rolled up the window and locked the door. Several people saw the baby alone with the windows up and called police. This is when it's good to be nosy. Authorities arrived. Child was sweating profusely as temperatures reached 100 degrees inside the car.
I think you should edit this.
Child was left inside the car for about 30 minutes.
That's terrible.
Police went into the strip club and asked for McMurdy to take her out of the car. The baby was then taken to a hospital for treatment. Children's Services also followed up with an investigation.
I told you Ryan would know. This is why I text him. Seriously. 4:59, less than a minute for him to respond. Is Deja Vu completely nude? Oh, yeah. No booze, though. Told ya.
Ryan!
Yeah, see? There is a bar and a liquor store next door, usually.
So you have to bring in...
So it's BYOB?
No, so the first strip club I ever was in was called Sensation Station.
Yes. That sounds kind of gross.
On U.S. Route 40 in close to Columbus, Ohio. What's that?
How old were you? 18?
18. And they called them Coke clubs.
They called them what?
Coke clubs. You could have soft drinks, but they weren't, not cocaine.
Oh.
Sadly. You could have soft drinks, but you couldn't have liquor. But everybody was naked.
So that's the difference. Either you can be partially nude and have liquor.
Or totally nude and
no
liquor.
No liquor.
So that's a tough choice.
You think so?
Well, if you're into this sort of thing, if you ain't never seen a naked
I said,
lady.
So it's BYOB.
Ryan!
I said, so it's BYOB, and he says, bring your own boner? Yes.
Ryan! I should text him.
No, it's okay.
Bring your own boner. Really?
Bring your own boner.
I've not used his last name yet.
You don't have to.
Perhaps I will.
It's okay.
Police went into the strip club to retrieve McMurdy. They were.
It's an unfortunate last name.
And Taylor, they were both charged with child neglect. McMurdy was also charged with criminal impersonation and having an invalid driver's license.
Yikes.
Case is similar to one in New York where a woman left her child at home alone to work as a stripper at
Charles
night.
Charles Marie, can you be done?
I'm just telling you.
I feel like the vodka's starting to cloud your judgment.
The baby's okay, though.
Yeah.
The daughter's with protective services, child services.
I guess that's good. I mean, obviously, it's better than what she was doing. I don't know.
Have you ever been in a...
strip club?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Other than the fist fight?
That's the only strip club I've ever been in, is the one downtown, the Red Garter. Sorry, am I not supposed to call it?
No, that's fine.
I was in college. It was when I was an intern for the Big Dumb Show.
God, I can't remember the last time I was in a strip club. It would have to be Peoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that one called? Big Dave's?
Big Al's.
Big Al's.
Al has passed away, I guess.
God bless him. Sign of the cross.
I lost him too soon.
Mm-hmm. Or right on time. You don't know.
Every time I go into a strip club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and this time was no exception.
Yeah.
Oh, your chick? Well, let me tell you my problems.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Poor you. Poor you.
Thank you. At last, someone said it. Poor me.
We went to, oh no, you know what? I've been to the one right up here with the prime rib. And literally, the one, like literally, then they have like prime rib lunch that people would used to go to.
PT's?
PT's.
PT's has a great lunch.
Yeah, they do?
We should do the podcast up there.
No, we shouldn't. No. Mm-mm. I don't, like I said before, I've never been a stripper. I can't speak from experience, but I feel inferior. It's not my thing. I'm, you know what, for women who are confident enough in themselves and their body and their ability to make it clap or pick things up or spit things out or whatever you do over there, good for you. I can't do that. I mean, I obviously can't do any of those things, but I'm just saying that I used to like to pretend that it wasn't a big deal when people I knew would go and then come back.
It's always.
But I don't like it. I don't like it.
I think the only time
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I should say I should be comfortable with
No, you don't have to be comfortable with it. Absolutely
I don't have
not.
To?
No.
But I'm not judging anybody who is comfortable with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome to being a human being. That's
right.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
If you like it, Santana.
Right.
Good job. 100 years.
Yeah.
Love you, babe. I'm not.
I know. You
just
know what?
Just afford me the same respect, and then I don't like to go.
Right. I know a person recently who was celebrating a birthday, and his wife got a hotel room and paid for a stripper to come for his birthday with all of his friends to his hotel room. Where are you on that?
Once again,
mm-hmm.
If they went to that much trouble, congratulations.
If the wife did?
That sounds like, it seems like.
Maybe that's her thing.
It's okay with her, and it's obviously more than okay with him.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you found each other.
Mm-mm.
I'm
going to need to find someone who is equally batshit jealous as I am.
The thing is with me is that the only time I've ever been in a strip club was one of my.
Yeah, I know. Sad you. They sit on your lap and tell you their story.
One of my bachelor parties.
One of them. Which one?
The middle one.
Mm-hmm.
And
the middle one.
We went to,
I don't know why that's funnier than the second.
We went to Peoria and Big Al's, and everybody has to go to Big Al's.
Or the next to last. What else could you say?
Are you done? Number two?
Dose. Yeah. Go ahead. You went to Big Al's for your second bachelor party?
No. That's it. PTs, actually.
Well, yeah. And you're puking in the sink?
Mm-hmm.
I know this one.
My life was saved by someone in the limo. I thought the limo had stopped.
And it wasn't. Who saved your life? Somebody that works here, right?
Close, but I can't really say who it was.
Why not?
Because last time I said, I got in trouble.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
By whom?
A little bit. Because the gentleman who saved my life doesn't want to be associated with going to a strip club.
Oh, really?
I'm not kidding.
Can you write it down? And then I'll decide.
Well, it's this guy. It's not you.
I know.
Who's deciding.
Well, but, you know, this is my podcast, so.
Well, that's the truth. Can everybody hear me writing?
Oh, I won't. Like, I don't know him, so yeah. I won't say that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh.
But I can't remember the last time, but it's been... I'm going to say 10 years at least.
Well, when you guys would do shows in Illinois, you would do them in Peoria, the Bob and Tom comedy tour or mm-hmm. the band shows or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was always expected that you guys would stop by Big Al's.
Go across the street and go to Big Al's, and uh-huh. they would end the same way. I would sit at the bar. I would have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on back. So we'd go back into the back.
Ew, that's like going behind the curtain.
The dressing room. It's like going, seeing the Wizard of Oz, cranking all the cranks in the
right.
curtain. The curtain's flapping, and there's this little weird guy backstage.
Did you like the movie Showgirls?
I did not.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I like Kyle MacLachlan, though. He's in that.
I don't know who that is.
He's in Twin Peaks.
I like the girl in it, the older girl.
Elizabeth Berkley from?
From Saved by the Bell. Not her, the other one. Her mentor.
I don't know the other one.
Oh.
Who's the other one?
I don't know.
Who's in Showgirls?
I don't know.
Am I going to have to look
it up. Did you drink back then?
Then?
Yeah.
When I would go out like that?
Yeah.
Vodka.
You did? You've always drank vodka?
Pretty much.
I don't believe that.
Either that or every now and then I would have a 7 and 7 because I heard John Travolta order it in Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, no. So you ordered them for like 20 years after that?
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't know what else to order. Elizabeth Berkley. Oh, Gina Gershon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah. She's a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roller, too, I guess.
Yeah.
Who else is in this?
Have you ever gone to a strip club and received more than a lap dance?
No.
Liar.
Absolute truth.
You have high eyebrows. You're lying.
I'm not lying. I don't care what my eyebrows are doing. It's the truth.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I've never, how do I put this?
Paid for service?
Paid in any way for a service like
Oh,
that.
No. Oh, sweetheart, you've paid.
Other than the conventional marriage and how many houses are we buying? That's a great idea. Shit like that.
Right.
Sure. But no, no.
No, like prostitutes.
Prostitutes or.
No. Not like concert tickets, like the old like the old stories go.
No, not me.
What?
It would really tickle you if.
Oh, I would. I'm just looking for a story I haven't heard yet.
If it had happened, but no.
No, I
I'm trying. I think
we've talked about
close.
This. My friend Gina, we went to PT's. Went to PT's. For her bachelorette party. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Gina's not married.
Not that Gina. Different Gina.
Oh.
Gina that's married to Matt.
Oh, okay. Hi, Matt.
Yeah. I don't know if he listens.
Well, he should.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember...
I got really drunk. I spent a lot of money.
Oh, on the male strippers?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that?
Why? Just because I never had.
No. Let me ask you. Why is it all guys know, whether you go to strip clubs or not, guys know you don't touch the dancers. But women, they're pawing them. They're yanking
I didn't touch
at
them. I didn't touch them.
They're yanking at their wieners.
I didn't touch anybody.
All sorts of stuff.
Uh-uh.
They're clawing them.
I didn't touch anybody. Honest. I didn't touch anybody. I think his name was Kevin, though.
Smacking her ass.
Seems like a really bad name for a stripper. Like, I would want, like, a Chad.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm Kevin.
I don't like Kevin. I like Chad. I don't know.
No,
was
what's
there.
His name?
But it was like $70. That seemed like a lot of money back
Channing.
Then. Channing. Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum.
I haven't watched any of those movies. Maybe I would like to go to a strip club after I see one of those.
Magic Mike?
Yeah.
Who was telling me about that? Oh, there was a preview where Matthew McConaughey in the first one is like the master ceremonies. Now you guys out there, you know that.
He's so handsome.
You're not supposed to touch the dancers, ladies, because you'd be breaking the law. Well, it looks like we got a lot of lawbreakers out there tonight.
Is that what he says?
Yes, I think something like that.
I get so. I'm not gonna. I remember in middle school. Middle school. This isn't a stripper story. That. Everybody would always say that I was green. That was the term that was used back then. She's green. She's so green. She's green.
Now, what did green mean when you were in middle school? Everyone should be green in middle school.
I guess I was extra green, like neon fucking green. I don't know.
Like touching or
I didn't want to.
Like seeing?
I was scared to death. My father had put the fear of God in me.
He's a good man.
Yeah, so I was really, 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 really scared.
And really green.
And really green.
I've never, what is, this like a movie? Like Dirty Dance? Jess is green. You don't want to mess with her. It's a waste of your time. She's real green.
I was just so scared. And I don't know what I was scared of. I'd never seen one. I'd never touched one. I mean, I guess that's what made me green. I'd never seen one or touched one, but... I didn't. And I always remembered, like, the first time that I kissed a boy, I was like, this is terrible. This is gross. Not that I would have rather kissed a girl. It just, I mean, nobody knew what they were doing back then. It's not fun.
You're in middle school.
Right. It doesn't get fun for a long time, actually. For a really long time.
Decades.
Like decades later does it get fun. I don't know if that sounds bad, but that was, I just didn't.
I'm trying to think of the first.
The first booby?
Booby. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the first booby.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the first girl I kissed.
Oh, really? I thought that was all the same person.
No.
I'm surprised.
First girl I kissed was different than the first boob I touched.
Mm. Did you ever see the boob you touched, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you saw it?
The first one I touched.
You did all the things.
Well, yeah. I mean, except, you know.
Except what? It?
Yeah.
You didn't do all of it?
Mm-mm. Didn't do it.
Oh, you didn't do it until you were married.
Right. Well, no.
Well, I mean.
I did it with the person I married the first time.
Right.
Yeah, right. That was my first time.
Uno.
I was 19.
Number one.
Uno, and it was no bueno.
Don't say that. She's like the nicest one, right? Mm.
It's hard to tell. It changes every day, you know?
That's right. Well,
she might be the nicest one, though.
Well, the first one that I touched, it was everything.
Everything.
It was everything.
Everything. It was everything. Down. Mm-hmm. You just couldn't stop it. It was like a landslide.
No, I felt like this is what we're going to do. We're going to do it.
Here we go. I've seen it. I'm in for a dime, in for $1,000.
And then I married it. So I'm no different than you.
Right.
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 Well.
Yeah.
No, I've told you this. I mean, the first three ladies I had sex with, I married them all.
And then.
I might cut this part out. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's up to you. This is your podcast.
Well, this is our podcast. Well, and
but maybe, your name is on it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We're having fun until I just realized how many regrets I have.
Only three, right? I always think that's a terrible game to play when you play the number game when you first start dating someone. Do people continue to do that into adult?
Well, the standard answer is five.
You think so?
Yeah.
No.
No matter what you say,
five.
Five.
That's a lie.
Five.
No.
How many people at five?
No.
Five.
Uh-uh.
Five.
No.
I refuse to answer that question, by the way.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
I care.
I know you care. I'd care if I had your number too.
Hey!
Oh, sorry. Mine's single digit. That's less than 10.
Yeah, single digits is 0 to 9.
Oh, okay. It's more than 0.
Less than 9?
Less than 9.
Mine's double digits.
Uh-huh. More than 10?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
You don't know, though.
What do you think the truthful answer is to that question?
The truthful answer?
No, for everyone, what the average is.
Oh,
I
on
mean,
average?
If you could nail it down and people had to tell the truth. Oof. I think that's a really interesting question. Because I don't think anybody
average?
Tells the truth. And if you were to
I know I have male friends that are
hook me up to lie detector. It's horrible, but I don't know.
Yeah. That's okay.
But
I know. And
I am
in contact with all but two. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know if that's anything to brag about.
Well, friendly. I mean, I'm not, like, it's not rude, right? Not rude. I'm friendly. I'm friendly after we do it. I'm friendly. That's not true. I'm going to go average. People would say 17. Do you think that's an average number, 17 for people?
Male, female. You think male's higher or lower?
You're
going to say males are higher than 17, I bet.
I don't know. I just think males would be, I think males would be more likely to exaggerate the number or be honest. What do you think?
I don't know if it's sad or horrible, but I honestly don't remember.
That's okay.
Is it okay?
Or national average.
Should I continue to beat myself up about
sex
it?
Sex partners. Is the number growing?
You know, sex partner sounds like it's an insurance company. Mm. Well, we're going to go into the sex partner business. And
I was way high. Apparently, millennials have an average of 8 sexual partners in a lifetime.
I don't believe that for a second.
Compared to 10 for Generation X and 11 for baby boomers. That seems really low, in my opinion.
Am I a baby boomer?
No. Aren't you right after a baby boomer?
Late 50s.
How many sexual partners is normal in your 20s? What if you're like a serial monogamist and you have like say you have, you're in a relationship for a year or so through your 20s, maybe give or take, and you end up with 8 or 9 or 10 sexual partners and then add like sprinkle some one night stands in there and you're up to 15. I think that sounds kind of normal. I don't know. What do you think?
According to a survey of adults aged 20 to 59, women have an average of 4 partners during their lifetime.
That's a lie.
Men have an average of 7.
Really?
See, I don't think they're being people surveying. No one answers
who are they
this
surveying?
Question truthfully. Two-thirds of women who had their first baby between... Two-thirds of women who had their first baby between 2001 and 2003 worked during their pregnancy. 80% of those women worked within 1 month or less of giving birth.
How do you get the average? If we take my number and your number, how do we get the average of those two?
48 divided by 4, so that'd be an average of 24.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Well, they don't know how I got 48. You could be 2 partners and I could be 46.
Okay.
You take however many numbers you have and divide it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's average.
That's the average between you and I is 24.
Yeah, and my number's low.
Is your number low? Yeah. That's low?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
I would think, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just
this whole
a little
time.
Low. Just a little low.
Like this low?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
You're a fucking liar. It's like this, isn't it?
No.
What is it? Is it this?
No. That's too high.
You don't think it's that?
No. There's no way it's that.
But you don't know.
I know. I know it's not that.
Have you ever had multiple in one night?
No.
Liar.
Why ask me if every
No,
answer...
I don't mean at the same time. I mean one leave and another come.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh. No. No.
Not like two at a time.
Oh, no.
Not like two at a time.
No, not like a menage a trois.
No.
Sessoir.
No.
You've never, but I mean like Lady A
at 6 o'clock and Lady B at 10:30. No.
That's adorable, but yeah. No, you haven't?
Mm.
Multiple same weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Boy, I'd be hard pressed to remember when, but I'm guessing it might have happened once or twice, but not very often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun.
How did we get on this poor kid being abandoned in a hot car while her mom went in to audition to be a stripper?
Let's guess when we're gonna die.
No, we already did that.
Okay. I found a new word. You know how you said you said a new word? I've never seen that word before.
Wait a minute.
A new word.
Okay.
I think it's pronoia. Pronoia?
Pronoia?
Pronoia.
Not paranoia?
No, it's not. It's actually the opposite of paranoia.
So you... you're
this is when
totally
the universe,
open to anyone, right?
The universe is conspiring to help you.
Oh.
Isn't that beautiful?
Pronoia.
Yes, I think I'm going to name my next child Pronoia.
That's a...
Oops.
That's a great...
Isn't that nice, though?
That's great.
I want a t-shirt that says Pronoia. Is that how you say it? Let's make sure.
Must be, right?
I mean, how else would you?
Okay, I've got...
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Pronoia.
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 Pronoia?
Pronoia.
Pronoia?
Pronoia.
Okay, I got it. What do you have?
Is your sexual history
ooh
as impressive as you think?
Mm.
How many people have you slept with? Our calculator will tell you if that's a lot or not.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's see. You are a female.
I am a female. And you don't have to say my number out loud, please.
And you are 34?
Yes, until...
And you have had...
I think.
Interludes.
Mm-hmm.
How do I stack up?
What does it say?
You've done the deed with more people than 71% of your peers. You're way high.
No, that's a lie. Why do you think that's funny?
Because, are you ready?
Did you put yours in?
Yeah.
What does yours say?
Let's see. I'm a male. I am this many years old, and I've had this many interludes. How do I stack up? It's calculating. You've done the deed with more people than 93% of your peers.
What?
Yeah.
That seems high. That's like when you measure a baby and they say your baby is in the top 80 percentile.
Like, sure.
Yeah? Right?
Why make a sex calculator? That's what I was just sitting here thinking.
Mm.
We were inspired by a study published this month in Archives of Sexual Behavior. Found that millennials are on pace to sleep with an average of 8 partners during their lifetimes, fewer than Generation X, 10 partners, and the baby boomers, 11.
You know what? I think that there's somehow some equation to this, because think about the people. Okay, so go with the number.
I missed the Summer of Love. See, I was too young for that.
Okay.
That's where I kind of...
So you made up for it in the 2000s? Good work. So... I'm saying, so the first, until you were 30, 40 years old, how old? What do you want to say?
Well, I have to put pen to paper, but.
No, but I'm saying for the first 40 years of your life, you had 3 partners,
mm-hmm,
per se.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So 40 years yeah old, 3 partners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad, right?
Right.
And then go to the last 10 years of your life.
Right. Well, no, 40 to 47.
40 to 47 is a little sketchy.
46 is a little, is nothing to be proud of.
That's when you were doing some NBA numbers.
That's stupidity.
Was it though?
Yeah.
It made you who you were.
Well, you can... backseat drive all you want.
Aw, poor you and all the sex you had.
Your number seems low. Are you sure?
I'm positive. I don't like it.
You don't like what?
I don't like having to do all that new stuff with new people. Right? I don't want to. I don't like the newness. A lot of people chase the newness. I don't like the newness. I like the knowingness. I like the, I've mapped this out for you. We've done this a few times. You know the directions. Let's get there. I like that. I think that's, I mean, maybe it's because I'm in my 30s and I'm done. And I know. Women's sexual peak. What is it, like 32?
See, that's the thing that...
Right?
You keep looking until you're done. Then you're done.
Then you're done.
And when you're done, you know you're done. And there's nobody that can tell you, well, you're going to be done.
No, you're like a muffin.
You're like a muffin.
Only the muffin knows when the muffin's done.
That's right. And some muffins take a really long time to be done.
You never know.
Well, this podcast took an ugly turn.
You think so? You think we'll keep it and not do it?
Well, yeah, we're going to do it. Of course we're going to do it.
I know. I feel like we mailed it in a little.
What?
Sex. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks about sex.
The woman wanted to be a stripper.
Stop talking about the baby.
I'm just saying.
It's not the woman. It's the baby's mother.
The baby is safe now.
I know, but it's mentally, the baby's very unsafe. Right?
What is that that Keanu Reeves says in Parenthood?
I don't know. What does he say?
You have to take a test. You have to fill out a form.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give them money to own a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But any fucking idiot can be a parent.
Mm-hmm. Does he say that?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Along those lines.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think?
About what?
Do you think people should be fixed?
Oh, geez.
No?
As a joke, I've always said there should be a national IQ test.
Yeah.
10 basic questions, pass, fail.
Yeah.
I don't know what we do with people that only get five right, but...
What do you do?
I don't know. You know, but just basic stuff.
Basic stuff. But there's people that aren't...
Understanding of borders, where states stop and start.
But there's also people who may not be book smart, but might be very good parents. You don't know.
Well, sure, you're always going to have incredible variables in whatever you're...
Sure. They have... Did you know that they have, like, they have a form of contraception for boys now?
Is it like a string or something?
It's like a switch. It's like a zip tie where you can zip tie it off, not the whole thing.
Around your wiener?
No, you don't zip tie around your wiener. Zip tie where the stuff comes out. Sorry.
When the stuff comes out, the vast difference.
It makes no difference, but yes.
Hence, vasectomy.
Oh, listen to that.
I had my vasectomy, and...
Yeah?
I was supposed to go get it checked. I never did.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. You're supposed to ejaculate 3 times into a cup and take it back.
Stop saying that.
Why?
I don't like it.
You don't like that
word. Oh, yuck. I didn't like a word until you said that.
You're supposed to dump your stuff into a cup.
You don't have to say anything. You just say specimen.
You take your specimen in a cup 3 times. And
you do?
You're supposed to, and they examine it. They hold it up to the light.
I know someone who said that he wouldn't take a specimen unless his wife produced the specimen for him. Isn't that terrible? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do not, but okay. Whoever that is,
isn't that
needs
wonderful?
To crawl back into a fucking cave.
Yeah, you're right. He does.
Well, I'm above masturbating, I can tell you that. And if my woman ain't there to get that to come out of there, I don't want no part of it.
I think that's exactly what he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Dickhead.
Now, so there's a switch. So do you think either a teenage boy is... Or should be allowed to make that call, or his parents should be able to make that call? What do you think?
This is screaming in my brain, slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I mean, if you I'm just curious.
Well,
a teenage boy,
once he really reaches 18 years of age, he's going to be reviewed and see if he's capable of being a father. And if he's not, he's going to be zip tied at the
base
of his scrotum.
No, I'm talking about why is it that I could take my teenage daughter and get her put on birth control the moment she starts her cycle, but I can't take my son to the doctor and get a form of contraception that could last for a couple years?
Okay. Are we going to talk seriously as two adults here?
Yeah.
In my never-ending struggle on the Bob and Tom Show one morning, I said, well, you know, contraception is up to the woman.
Jokingly.
Of course, jokingly.
Right. What happened?
Which is, it was, in a way, to illustrate how silly that sounds.
Right.
And
if I heard you say that, I think I would know you were joking.
Who would seriously think, well, damn right it's up to the woman?
You'd be surprised.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I never got more trouble in my life.
By who? Whom? Whom?
I'd rather not say.
Is it someone that would say whom?
Possibly. You might be bullseye.
Okay.
That was a nice long talking to.
Really?
Right along with, I forget what other morning we were talking about. And I go, well, unless you're 99% Caucasian, I don't think you should be allowed in the United States.
Oh.
Well, the key to that is no one is 99% Caucasian.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. Same thing.
Same thing.
What the hell are you thinking? Are you, okay, fine. You know what? Fine. I'm just going to say stupid shit from now on. Good luck. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Huh.
Yeah, we might just trash this whole episode.
No, so I don't know if it's available. I just read about it. I don't know if it's a serious form of contraception, but I'm saying that I would be in favor of having the conversation with my son.
Here's what I would submit. I think in any relationship, boy girl, girl girl, boy boy, there is two things that are, I believe there are two things that are true.
Uh-huh.
There's a masculine
energy
in that relationship,
mm-hmm.
and there's a feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a sensible energy in that relationship and an unsensible energy in that relationship. And I think whoever is...
You don't think that it can trade off?
That might be. That might be a concept, sure. No.
You think stand by the fact that one is one always and one is the other always? Go ahead.
Draw from your last relationship. No. In the best relationships, I think it does trade off.
Okay.
I think it switches back and forth. You're exactly right.
Okay.
You're exactly right.
I know. Thank you.
See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. Just like always, I have a germ of a great idea.
Okay, go.
And I present it to you and you go, no, here's what you mean. And I go, that is what I mean. You understand? Is that right?
I'm your muse. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
No, that's.
Yeah, that's how this works.
And in the best relationships.
I know my role.
It goes back and forth.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to do that. Right? And then, that's what you want to do.
Or, right.
And then it switches back and forth.
Yeah.
So contraception goes back and forth. Or
is on that, whose responsibility it is?
Right.
Oh, no, I don't think that. I think that.
No, I think so.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, it's right on your chest. Is this too much?
Why would you? Why would you?
Because it's a podcast.
I know, but that's not nice.
You know what that is? That's rude.
That's rude.
It's a mess.
It's rude.
Somebody has to clean it up. You're right.
Oh.
You're right.
Someone gets punched for things like that.
Really?
Yeah. Really. I?
You?
Me? I don't know. I don't think it's, I think it's the responsibility of all parties. You can't ever overdo something like contraception. So if you're both covered, then go crazy. But now you have to be concerned with this HPVC. I think I just said something about a pipe in there.
There's something about heating and air conditioning.
I think so.
Something going on there. I don't know what that was, but there's some white pipe. Some long.
HPV. PVC.
Parvo.
What? You have to be vaccinated for that now.
Zika?
Uh-huh. When it happened, I was too old to get the vaccination. If you're over 26, you can't do it. Can't get the vaccination. But now.
Now you can.
No, I can't.
Now you're too old.
No, I'm too old. I was too old when it started. But I'm supposed to take my daughter to do it. And I just feel like we're getting a little vaccine happy over here.
Oh, don't. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I know. Jenny McCarthy's so stupid. She's so dumb.
I don't even want to. I don't.
You don't want to weigh in?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I believe in science, but I believe in sensible thinking, too. I don't know where to go on this. Honestly, I don't.
No, I
don't know. I don't know enough about what is being argued about other than people like to pick on Jenny McCarthy and people like to line up behind scientists. So I don't know what to say.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to say either other than, you know, there's. Yeah, I do know what to say. If I was in a situation like Jenny McCarthy and my child was. I think he has autism, right? Is that correct? Yeah.
I believe so. Well, Robert De Niro's son?
Is it Robert De Niro also? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He
was on Today, Thursday or Friday about it.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, you know that the cases of autism have, I mean, like, it was like crazy numbers, like 1 in 7,500. In the 80s or something, maybe even bigger. And now we're like 1 in 47 kids. What changed?
Something's happening somewhere.
But I'm just saying that if I was in a position and my child, you know, and my child had something and I could maybe find the reason or point a finger, then why not? You wouldn't stop looking.
Removed as I am from Addie and her situation, I can't imagine.
I've had two people, two professionals in different fields tell me that there's a possibility that Addie has the condition she has because I induced labor. That I should have waited until she was ready and that this could have been a complication from being induced.
See, that's
so what do you do?
Intellectually, that's fascinating, but it's also heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That this is my fault. Yeah. Yeah, that's terrible.
Part of me wants to go, wow, that's interesting. The other part wants to go, who are these people telling you this? I want to punch them in the face. You know, either.
I don't know. But it's true. I mean, I don't know. But then somewhere you got to hope that it's just, like you said, it's just her genes went rogue. You know, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of what I've chalked it up to.
It is.
And they did for a reason. And I don't know
the
reason.
And there's a reason.
And I can't change it. So now we deal with it.
Right.
And, you know, that's just the way it goes.
You know what? As silly and as stupid as this sounds, hang with me.
You know how
I always see things cinematically and with movies and stuff. And this this last miniseries I was watching on 11/22/63 about the idea is that there's a guy who can go back.
What's that number you just said?
11/22/63. It's the day Kennedy was killed. The premise is this guy can go back to 1960. There's a hole in the closet in his diner. It's a time travel hole. And when he goes back through that hole, every time he goes back, it's
a different.
I forget what day it is, but it's 1960.
Oh, okay.
So when he goes back, he has to spend 3 years figuring out how to stop Oswald from shooting Kennedy. Mm-hmm. So
he has to figure it out.
He has to figure it out. Has to figure how to stop what he has 3 years, but he has to. Yeah. So anytime he wants to give up or he's frustrated or whatever, he comes back to the present. And then if he wants to try it again, he goes back again and it's 1960 all over again. And he has to start the whole fucking cycle again. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
So
I feel like there's a couple of movies with this premise. I'm sure yours is wonderful.
No, Back to the Future. You could choose any date.
Oh, that's totally different then.
That's right. Okay. So, no, my point is, he finally does stop Oswald from shooting Kennedy.
And then what happens?
Oh, hell breaks loose. Right. That's not what's supposed to happen.
That's not what's supposed to happen.
Right. And,
yeah,
you know, the Zen part of me says, I am here sitting talking to you because
that's where you're supposed to be.
That's where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, it's no lie that
anything about it.
It's no lie that when you and I were in a relationship, we'd done the ha ha ha, wish we would have met earlier in life. Da, right. Da. And I said, you were wildly unattractive earlier in life, so that's why I'd ever there's no way we would have been together.
That's
I was waiting for you. You were curing, you were fermenting,
wasn't wildly unattractive. I was hideous.
You are not hideous. Yeah, you're pretty, just a big
pretty hideous
dorky no
giant glasses.
No, there's a reason. There's a reason.
And a porn star mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
I know. No. Yeah, that's it's just like anything. There's a reason you meet when you meet, and
it's
you
hard
do what you
to.
Do.
Everybody says, "Oh, there's a reason that happened," or "There's a you know."
And you know more than anybody that. I have said for a very long time, not everything happens for a reason. That's bullshit. I'm not a fan of
not
that
a fan.
Thinking.
I don't believe it. That's bullshit.
I think things happen for a reason. Not everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure it does, but I don't need to get that deep. Where are you on chemtrails?
Yet. What is this?
Chemtrails.
Is that like a Moose Tracks ice cream?
No, but that.
What is this? Chemtrail, Moose Track, same thing?
Chemtrails.
You know how I like ice cream.
I know. That's a really good. If you ever have an ice cream, we're going to call it Chick's Chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
No, like got chemical peanuts. Trails. Like the... The smoke you see come out of airplanes, you know how you see it across the sky, that's a chemtrail and it's coming down and it's poisoning all of us.
Are those bad for us too?
I think so. No, they're purposeful. That's the government that they're trying to, you know, it's just another way for them to poison us and, you know, whatever they do. No?
That's the first I'm hearing about it.
Oh, well, I just filled up the rest of your Sunday evening.
God. I just got over this taser documentary I just watched.
What's the taser documentary?
Well, they're fucking trying to kill us all. This what? Taser, they're not safe at all.
Tasers aren't safe?
Oh, they'll fuck you up bad, man.
No kidding.
Oh, they will.
What happened if you get tased in a puddle?
You're fine, according to Taser.
What?
According to Taser, you're fine.
Who's Taser?
The guy, the Smith brothers.
Like Smith and...
No, not the Smith Brothers cough drops, but the Smith Brothers.
No, I mean like the guns, like
Smith and Wesson.
Yeah,
no, it's totally different.
People. No, yeah, guns, anyway, tasers.
It's on Netflix.
I think I should have a taser.
Killing Them Softly or something like that. Well, they're not as safe as you.
I don't think that's. It is Killing Them Softly is the name of that.
That's the name of the documentary.
Well, that's not bad. That's a good name. That's kind of I like it. Thomas but can you get like a little taser, like a girl,
like a baby
size taser?
I don't think
like
well,
for that would fit in a girl's hand is what I mean, like a palm, like
sure
a small one.
Pretty sure you can.
Yeah, I don't have mace or a taser or anything. I think I'm going to carry a gun. What do you think about that?
You know what my dad said.
Hmm.
My dad was a gun nut. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and I. One of the favorite things I would do with my father, we'd watch a war movie, and he would tell me every gun they were using on sight.
Mm-hmm.
He loved guns.
Mm-hmm.
He had like. I don't know, 50 guns.
Did you ever shoot with him?
Yeah, we'd go down the railroad tracks, take the .22 rifle and shoot cans and stuff.
Is that legal?
Well, back then it was.
It was?
As far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If you're going to have a gun, somebody's going to get shot.
Mm.
That's what my dad said.
I just feel like if I knew my way around a gun, I wouldn't be scared of them.
Are you scared of guns?
Mm-hmm.
The only way I would own a gun, and this is just me, and God love you if you own a gun, and if you got a cabinet, an Easy Rider rifle rack in the back of your truck, whatever you need, whatever you need, brother.
You got me a gun rack. What am I going to do with a gun rack?
I don't have a gun.
A gun, let alone many guns to necessitate an entire rack. What am I going to do with a gun rack?
A gun rack. I would have a gun if I could keep it in a locker at the range. And I would go to the range under supervision, get my gun out, and shoot it at targets.
You have to breathalyze before you can shoot at the gun.
I don't know. Maybe. And then at the end of my target practice, there was some guy there who would say, okay, dumbass, put the gun back. And I would go, okie dokie, and make it sure it goes. Then I could have a gun. That's just me.
You don't trust yourself having a gun in your home? You don't trust yourself or others?
You know what? I trust myself more now than I ever have in my life.
But there was a time when you could not have a gun in your house.
But I still, there's something about it that bothers me. And that's just a personal choice. I would not want a gun in my home. And I'm sure I'm going to get tweets and...
No, that's fine.
Fucking commie, and that's fine.
Right. No, but I mean, I'm asking, like, for your mental well-being, is that why you don't have a gun in your home? Or maybe there was a time when that was the
reason. No. There was definitely a time where, yeah, if I'd had a gun.
We wouldn't be sitting here.
Right, sure. I would think so.
Really?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
That bad?
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah, you know.
Huh.
You have your ups and downs.
Sure.
You know, you have your good days, your bad. Yeah. You have your Kim Trail and your Moose Tracks and your peanut butter ice cream. And then other days, you know.
Huh.
You're out on your deck with a dog you didn't want.
What dog don't you want?
No, I'm kidding.
Who are you talking about? This is so sad. Now you don't want your dog?
No, I want my dogs.
What are we going to do with this podcast?
We're going to put it out, except for that last part about the dog.
I guess. Is this all gone?
Look at the top. There's a counter on there.
I don't think so.
How many pictures are
left? How many pictures does it come with? This is a Fujifilm.
These are the winding quick snap flashes that we used to have. Take a picture of us.
Okay, I'll take
a picture. Can we put these out?
Ready?
That's it.
We only got like three left.
Life was boring with those cameras, right?
I know, but it's not or something like... Yeah, these suck. I don't know. I'm glad we have phones.
I understand what you were doing there. Right? Let's do this. We did this.
We did. Sunday Fun Day podcast for Monday. So we do it today. Give me a kiss.
Tell everybody you know to download the Off the Air podcast brought to you by Chicks Vodka. Look for it at a liquor store near you. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Good night, everybody.